Ooh. I say to you today, my friends, this is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia.
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday, Dylan
Morning.
And Tanya.
G'day, mates. G'day, mates.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you get across our socials as well. We're going to be building up all the behind-the-scenes videos. Everything you see in here is going to be on Hit Weekend Breakfast, everyone.
Hey, I got sent the funniest email during the week. It was meant to be like a scam that was going to scam me out of my money. And I was like, you got the wrong person, idiot. Anyway, it really made me laugh, but it kind of terrified me at the same time. But I'll let you know what it is soon.
And up next, Angus, you've got a very beautiful pet, Buckets.
Oh, thank you, Buckets. Yeah, my six-year-old
great dad. We love your dog, Buckets. But I want to know if Buckets is as handy as this pet that I'm going to tell you about next.
I dare say, without knowing the story, he is.
Oh, big call. You wait.
We'll find out that story after this.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Hey, I don't have a pet. I had a pet called Chad. He was a beautiful cat. He was named after...
You can't call a cat Chad.
After Chad Musker, one of the great skateboarders.
Thank you, Angus.
Don't care. It's
You don't know Chad Musker, the skateboarder. Also, Chad's passed away, so how dare you speak.
Did Chad pass away?
Yeah, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I've still got a pair of Chad Musker shoes.
No.
Supra.
No, my cat.
The cat.
Oh. I was devastated.
Chad Musker.
Who's next? Tony Hawk?
You're like, what? When? And my cat, Chad, used to be a beautiful boy, but he wasn't the most handy of pets. Chad. I don't think cats really do come in handy, but dogs more so.
Oh, 100%. I mean, look, assistance dogs, anxiety dogs, guide dogs, amazing.
Mental health, yeah.
Of course.
But I was reading a story about this week about a pet that has come in extremely handy. I want to know on 131060 what your pet has done to be handy, because there was a guy over in India and he had a pet. You ready? Lion.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And are they allowed to?
He's a caretaker of lions, and it's allowed to be called a pet. And I was like, all right, this story's got me hooked already. And this dude needed to get some money back off an electrician who needed to pay him back. He called him around and asked the guy, he goes, mate, you owe me some cash. And he goes, mate, I haven't got the money. So what did he do?
Oh, don't do it.
He set out the lion.
Yes.
And the lion attacked the dude.
Oh God.
Yeah,
whoa,
but only minorly. Only minorly.
Not fatally or anything.
No. Only minorly. And then the guy paid him back his money. But then the guy that set the lion out actually felt a bit bad, and he gave the money, a bit of extra money, back to the guy because he felt bad for putting his lion on it. So we don't condone setting your lion on anyone. However.
relatable.
If you have a pet lion, that'd be pretty cool. Amazing. On 131060, when did your pet come in handy and got you something back or really helped you out? Because pets do an incredible job.
Well, I mean, I'm just to totally flip the script on this one. I remember I used to think, and I stand by this, a great way to meet a girl was invite them to a dog walk. So do you want to come meet me at the dog park? Go for a dog? Because it's like, it's not, let's go for a walk together.
Yes.
Which is sort of a bit more serious than what can be casual in life by having a dog break it up. And especially when you've got I've got a Great Dane. That's a big.
Yeah. And
good talking point.
And beautiful. Did you use that angle?
I definitely went with some dog walks. And by the end of the walk discovered there probably wasn't going to be another one.
But remember that time you interviewed Ariana Grande and you bought Buckets in, and she was like, you got like the best interview because of Ariana Grande.
Sorry, because of Buckets. All right, we'll get your calls on next for your handy pets.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Handy pets of all types, you know, obviously it's handy to have a winning thoroughbred horse.
Very handy.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you, like, there was a crime committed and your parrot saw the crime and then said the person's name back and solved a crime?
Was it was him.
Yes.
What, like the full story?
Ted Bundy. Like, imagine. Imagine that. Imagine if a parrot solved a crime.
How long are their memories? Can they think, like, can they talk about a whole event? Or just
you know what? I
words?
Don't know. I just really want to throw that out there and move on to
you
the
You sounded like a parrot expert then.
Tim.
I'm a crime expert.
Tim in Adelaide, let's talk about your handy pet. What is it? How is it?
Hi, guys. It's a cat. I'm not much of a dog person, but I love my cat because I've got a thing for a neighbour who lives really close to me. What I've been doing is this cat really likes to sort of go over to the neighbour's yard. So I've been deliberately putting it outside for excuses to go past and be like, have you seen my cat?
Has it been working, Tim?
It is.
Yeah.
So good.
Slow burner. Hussein, you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are we going?
Good, mate. Let's do your story. Handy pets.
Handy pitch, yeah, I had a German Shepherd. Then I was supposed to go to a wedding, my sister's wedding, so next morning got up, didn't want to go, didn't like the bloke, so I called her up and I said, yeah, my dog's got injured, so I've got to take it to the vet.
Perfect.
Are you on the beers? I said two bottles chink together.
I just finished basketball with the kids, so
a bit different.
Just heading back home.
Did you have a beer during the game? Pretty boring. Like
seemed pretty excited.
Good on you, Hussein.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Hey, I got an email during the week, a scammo email, and I was terrified when I got it. I'm going to read it to you. It is full on. And I think most people who would have received, and I think this is like a viral one. This goes around.
So a lot of people might have got this.
Yes. And it terrified me when I got it. Okay. Hello, Tanya. I've been watching you for a few months now. You were infected with a malware through an adult site that you visited. If you are not familiar with this, I will explain. The virus gives me full access and control over a computer or device. This means that I can see everything on your screen, turn on the camera and microphone, and you know nothing about it. I made a video of you showing how you satisfy yourself on the left-hand side of the screen. Geez. And in the right-hand side, that is the video that you watched. With one click of the mouse, I can send this video to all your emails, all your contacts on social networks. I can also post access to all your email correspondence and messages that you have ever used. If you want to prevent this, please send the amount of $914 to my Bitcoin address. I was like, that's real, like 914.
So yeah,
like, why not 1,000?
Yeah, whack. That's whack cash.
Weird amount. After receiving payment, I will delete the video and you'll never have to hear from me again. I will give you 50 hours to pay. And then it says, best regards. Like it's like a casual email between. Like it's a friend. And I was like, okay, imagine getting that email. I was like, oh my God. But then as soon as it said adult site, I was like.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you visiting?
I was going to say, what's your go-to?
You got the wrong hoe. That is not me. You have nothing. This is a scam and a half, because the best you're ever going to get if you connect to my camera on my laptop is me watching RuPaul's Drag Race with a double chin, eating two bags of different flavored Doritos. But yeah, good luck. Upload that. I'm sure people will love it. / it'll go super viral because it's effing relatable. Thank you. Best regards.
You get some good cash for that upload, I reckon.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
I'm locked in. With my girlfriend, I haven't gone onto a knee, dropped onto one knee, but basically the next biggest thing. You're going to find out why I cannot get out of this relationship next.
Oh, God, that sounds really sad.
Yeah. Hey, I think I need to up my advocacy game.
Advocacy game?
Yeah, because, you know, I advocate for my people with a disability. And
yes.
I try and do it in a pretty nice way. Like, you know, some people are like, reps and jobs. Yeah. I'm not those kind of people. Like, yeah. I just, you know, I think the best way to get something done is to call in rather than call out. However.
Oh, that's a good idea. Ooh. I've never heard that.
Call in rather than call out. However, I read a story this week and I was like, you know what? That's pretty gangster. There's a Paralympian over in the United Kingdom and he is big on climate change and he's getting around the Extinction Rebellion campaign. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to do something to try.
Can I ask? I'm so sorry. What's the Extinction Rebellion? I don't know what that is. And is that really embarrassing?
Yeah, that we are going to get extinct if we don't do something to help climate change. So they're rebelling.
Oh, that's the Greta Thunberg thing.
Thunberg, but yes.
Okay.
Correct. And this guy's really passionate about it. He is vision impaired, pretty much almost blind. That is his disability, hence why he's in the Paralympic Games. And how's this? A plane landed. He opened up the door as it landed on the plane, climbed on the top somehow.
What?
And had super glue on the front of his shirt and has super glued himself to the top of the plane.
While blind?
Yeah, while blind.
Wow. I mean, he must have had someone going left foot up.
It's clear. That's what I'm going to ask you. How, if you're vision impaired, one, do you get to the door, open it, and then
manage to climb up
when you're blind?
And then did he put the super glue on whilst he was sitting
like
there?
Yeah, he had glue. So he's like got all this glue on him. And then he's like,
someone next to him was like, hey, you're
going to... Why are you gluing your top? Anyway.
So it's kind of like an extreme. Do you remember how people used to climb the Sydney Opera House and be up there and like graffiti the Opera House or put their banners up?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
No, exactly right. But, you know, what do I do? Just do some stories on the radio. What does he do? Glue himself to a plane.
He really
lift.
And ironically, he obviously bought a plane ticket for that. Yes, and he so didn't true. Click the carbon offset button.
No.
So, oh. Practice what you preach, mate.
Very good.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Cue your boring, continuous and expected responses. I have
oh
a girlfriend.
My God, you have a girlfriend?
What's a girlfriend?
You never talk about her.
Yes, I do have a girlfriend. Her name is Emily. She's beautiful.
She is really pretty.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And
inside and out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't really know. I don't know her super well, but I saw her the other day at work and I was like, Jesus Christ, this woman's so hot. And this is a thing, and I don't know if other girls feel this, but when a girl's really hot, you sometimes feel like you can't talk to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's very approachable.
No, but like she's so pretty. I was like,
also, have you seen Angus? Have you seen Angus?
Oh, stop.
Stud.
Angus is a stud.
We are 6 months into this thing. It's going great. L-bombs have been dropped. For half a week, we're basically living together.
Well, you like each other.
We do like each other. That's the L word I was talking about.
You guys were very cute together.
I can't leave her. Ever. There's no chance that I could break up with Emily, even if I wanted to.
Oh, God, why?
And I don't want to.
Tattoo.
No.
Did she get a tattoo on her face?
She did. On her face. Emily's dad recently celebrated a big milestone at his work. He's been the CEO of this company for 35 years.
Jesus.
I know, because CEOs, apparently, I've read that her brothers read out a statistic at this dinner that I went to, that, a CEO only lasts about 5 years and 8 months.
There you go.
You know, and so to be 35 years of a huge company, it's a massive deal. Oh. And we were all got to this just family intimate dinner. So it was just, she's got five brothers. Yes, scary, but I get along with them all. They're great.
Wow.
Partners, mum and dad. So there's about 12 of us at this table.
Do you reckon there's one that's like,
I don't think so. We'll get along pretty well. And the present to Dennis, her dad, gets presented to him. And it's this beautiful bone china with platinum and charcoal plate. And it's like a presentation plate. Kind of like you win when you
like
win.
A trophy vibe.
Like a trophy vibe. Cool. You wouldn't put a cheese plate on this. And in the middle, the flat surface, got engraved. A beautiful, like gorgeous, like little poem style writing at the top, something that reflects their family and their values. And then, we love you and congratulations on 35 years.
You're
it goes through everyone's name.
Oh,
and next
name
to
there?
Emily, it says Angus.
You're in.
It is. I'm not saying I'm not in, but I'm certainly not out.
When's the wedding?
Oh, mate.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're
this thing's
stuck.
And then when I looked at it,
you're
I was
stuck.
Like,
no, but in a good way.
I was overwhelmed because they were talking about where it was going to be presented in the house. I'm talking.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be on the actual mantle of the house. They're pushing away all other achievements to have this there.
God.
And my name engraved and etched permanently on it.
And we were talking about this actually yesterday. It gets a bit better than this as well. Because they have photos of every single person involved in the family in the house.
They do, yes.
Do you have a photo on the wall?
The first photo that Emily and I took and posted together on the Instagram was at a winery. And yes, it was straight away printed by Jenny, her incredibly gorgeous mother. And it is up on the wall.
When are you taking? When are you changing your last name?
I'm a very forward-thinking man. That could be the case.
Can I say I'm happy to organise your wedding?
I think I'll pass.
Okay.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
The Masked Singer, the grand final is tomorrow night, Monday, 7:30 on Channel 10.
I don't want it to be over. It's the only thing getting me through the week.
I was skeptical. It is an enjoyable show. Like, it's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Until the celebrities are revealed.
No.
I'm kidding. We've got the great man Husey on right now. Husey, how are you?
Yeah, great. And it's the grand finale.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not a final. Finale.
A finale.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of like really, really razzing it up, you have been wearing some very interesting suits, Husey. Do you like your new look? They're pretty loud.
They've been described as brave choices.
Brave choices. I did see that on Twitter.
I'm going with it. I'm just going, whatever. Yeah, I'll wear it. And the more out there they are, the more people go, it looks good. And that's the more I worry. But you know what? We've survived. And, Angus, you may have been underwhelmed by some of the celebrities, but there's three to go, mate, and you could have your mind blown.
I'm very interested to find out.
Yeah,
I think I know who the robot is. Like, I'm pretty, pretty sure, like everyone is. But if it is that person, I think, especially with the current news cycle around this person, it could be very big.
LeBron James.
No.
Okay.
Maybe Miley Cyrus's good friend.
Were you personally happy with the reveals, Dave?
Absolutely. I'm just happy that, you know, I'm happy that I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy. And look,
happy to be renewed for another season as well.
Yeah, there has been, which is great. But yes. I've got to admit, sometimes the pressure's on me to very quickly tell Lindsay Lohan who the person is. So,
that is true.
The head comes off and I go, quick. And I go, this is Olympics 2000. She goes, gymnast. Yeah. I go, no, child from the Olympics. So, yeah.
Any danger of getting just one guess correct from you?
In hindsight, it's really easy. But, there's a moment coming in the grand finale where I'm ashamed of myself. I'm not going to deny it, but, you know, that's as much as I can give away. I shouldn't give that much away. It's just a great fun show, but my children are just mocking me. We're sitting on the couch watching it, and they are mocking me. Example, the other night, the lion, one of her secrets was she's got a tattoo where the sun doesn't shine. So I say Tasmania, thinking, you know, good joke.
Yeah, good one.
Get a bit of a laugh from the audience, and my 8-year-old on the couch looks at me and goes, Dad, she's talking about her butt, you dickhead.
Come on. Savage.
Brutal.
Daddy, I know. Daddy's trying to make a living.
Daddy's trying to put you through school. Yeah. Oh. I'm also up for going on it. But how would you hide the wheelchair, Husey, if you got me on there? It looked like I'm in a hovercraft.
Mate, there's technology that can absolutely, you know, I mean, who's to say that you're not one of the final three?
That's true.
Stem cell research is amazing, baby.
He's the robot. Watch out.
Well, very happy for you for season two to be renewed for The Masked Singer and looking forward to seeing the celebrities there. But, of course, we do have three to be revealed for the grand finale. The robot.
I've got something to bring out with you, Husey.
What have I done? God, no, I'm scared. What is it?
I noticed you followed Angus and Dylan on the gram, but you don't follow me. Have I done something wrong?
You know what? That is going to be, you know what? Look again. I do follow you. Look again, Tanya.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Very tricky.
Job, Dave.
On your Husey, mate. We'll, of course, catch you on Drive from tomorrow. But, of course, The Masked Singer grand finale. Don't miss it tomorrow. 7:30 on Channel 10. We love you, Husey. It's Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Hey, I tell you what I hate, Tanya and Angus.
Stairs.
Thank you very much. Waiting for that. What else? Walking. Thank you. No.
Park's long way away from where you need to be.
Park's not right next to the front door.
Yeah. When you run out of WD-40.
That's actually a good one. But that's quite good. I hate private numbers.
Oh, okay? My God. Same. Sorry, I didn't yell.
I don't answer. I just don't answer private numbers. If you get a private number, do you answer them?
No way.
Yes, because unfortunately my mother, her phone is on private.
And why?
Yes, I know you think I can change it. I can't. It's been a part of her work contract because she works for the government. And she got a private number, so I have to answer it. But I always wait for the 2 seconds before it clicks and they go, hello, Mr. Locks. Yeah. I'm like, get out of here, you dogs.
Well, you'll actually feel my pain then because Chantel, my beautiful partner who I started dating at the start of the year, she has to use a private number for work. She's a sexologist and she obviously doesn't want to give her number out to her patients.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she needs to roll with a private number. But I refuse to answer private numbers and I made a bit of an error back when I first started playing sport because I used to give radio into my number because I was like, oh, nobody, what do they need my number for? And then every time, you know, Nick breaks a racket or something happens in tennis, like, oh, just get a call after an all-court or whatever it is. And it's so annoying. However, I had to start answering private numbers because of Chantel. So I was in Canberra this week. I was actually luckily meeting up with the Prime Minister and a bunch of ministers to try and do a little bit of education around disability.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say honestly, I actually feel pretty buoyant about it. They didn't actually give us lip service. They actually really want to learn and hopefully make Australia better for people with disability, which was pretty cool.
How many people went?
It was just my brother and I and Danny. We have a consulting company called Gets Good Access. So we worked together and we met with all the ministers about health and education. And also, thank you. I was waiting for that. There he is.
You know what is annoying about Parliament House? They don't have really good coffee there.
It's it's also like a little bit of a school camp. And it's actually good camaraderie, even between political parties. Like they actually all walk past and say g'day and things like that, which I found was pretty cool, behind closed doors.
I've heard what they'd get up to behind closed doors. Ruin marriages.
Oh, wow. They've got a full media centre there as well. What people don't realise, like Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10 all have offices inside.
Upstairs so they can get comments. Yeah, they've actually got that. Yeah. Anyway, I was about to go meet with the Prime Minister and I was also about to speak to Chantel on the phone. And I knew she was about to call me because she just finished seeing patients. Private number called up and I said, hey, Bubby.
Oh.
I love you. Oh, g'day. This is Sean from the Prime Minister's office. Just wondering if you just how far away you are. And I was like, Sean, just want to let you know my girlfriend has a private number. And I'm really sorry.
Well, at least it wasn't Scott.
I was going to know. It was luckily not, as if he'd called from reception. Yeah. He got people doing that for him.
And did Sean hang up and go, bye, Bubby?
Yeah. No, my brother, when we got there, said, hey, Bubby, when we walked into the meeting. I said, you're a dickhead, Zach.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Tanya, just one last chance to pull out of this if you want.
Nah.
Are you sure?
Brave, Tanya.
I'm scared about the DMs, but I'm doing it.
I'm about to share an opinion I believe is only in the minority. Horses, no longer a needed species.
Ryan Gosling is not hot.
Parking inspectors, as people, flogs. All of them. Another one of Angus's unpopular opinions.
Whoa.
No.
No.
Another one of Tanya's.
Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. It's just the first one.
I'm well aware that people may be mad at me for this, but I've got to say it. Friends, the worst television show ever. Oh. I hate it.
Can't be worse than Big Bang Theory.
What about Hot Dogs Up Late Game Show?
I actually love that show.
Oh, it says a lot about your credibility. So, wow. Wish I had a toilet sound effect ready to go.
Oh, no.
Ba-da-ba-da.
I just never understood this TV show. When I was a kid or a teenager, everyone used to be obsessed with it. And now they're talking about the reunion and Jennifer Aniston's on Instagram this week. And everyone's like, oh my God, Jennifer Aniston's on Instagram. Oh my God, Friends reunion. I'm like, no, we don't care. Next. Courtney Cox was great in Scream. Jennifer Aniston's great in Nothing. Matthew Perry.
Oh, what about the one with Vince Vaughn when they broke up and lived together?
What's his name? Ross.
I like that movie. Yeah.
Nah. David Schwimmer, great as a, what was he, a leopard or a
Matt LeBlanc?
Giraffe.
Knows how to talk about a car.
Can do top gear, hip flopped.
Yeah, I never found Phoebe funny. Never found Phoebe funny.
What about the cat song?
Meow.
Hey,
it just wasn't for me.
Tanya, I think you might.
I had to pretend to like it.
You'll hugely be in the minority because when I was at New York for the US Open, they had like a Friends pop-up store. The line was
Central Perk.
Yeah. The line was 500 metres long. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Asked me, like, they said, we're doing this Central Perk, set-up-y thing in Sydney. And they were like, do you want to go take a photo?
Yeah, they brought the couch over here.
Yes, and I was like, I couldn't think of anything worse. It is the worst television show. Ooh. It goes nowhere. It's boring. The characters are one-dimensional. And Jennifer Aniston can't act. Sorry.
Wow. Okay,
hot,
well, that is
can't act.
Unpopular.
Well, on 13:60, we've actually got Jennifer on the line.
Good.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, go
do
to
you
acting
like
school.
Tanya's Facebook?
After hearing all of that,
she's allowed to not like me.
She's hung up.
I'd still be respectful to her, but I just don't think she's the best actress in the world.
Well, let's find out, 13:10:60, your unpopular opinions. Doesn't have to be around friends, but if you've got something you want to get off your chest, Australia, now's the perfect time to call and share your unpopular opinion with Tanya, who doesn't like friends.
Wait, do you guys like friends?
I don't dislike it as much as you don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty neutral.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
I'm about to share an opinion I believe is only in the minority. Horses, no longer a needed species.
Ryan Gosling is not hot.
Parking inspectors, as people, flogs. All of them. Another one of Angus's unpopular opinions.
I'm taking over this segment. And it is now Tanya's unpopular opinion. My unpopular opinion is based off something that's been trending in the news, and that's the Friends reunion. And I'm off it. I do not like Friends.
Can I say, if you say this is a great theme song, at least.
The Rembrandts?
Sure.
Do you agree?
I remember being in Newcastle as a teenager, and it used to play on the radio, and everyone's like, it's the Friends song. And I used to turn it down or change stations.
Oh, it's
so much fun to do.
The show goes nowhere. It's not.
Well, we're stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
your week, your month,
or even your year, I'll be there for you.
Anyway, let's get some unpopular opinions on Tanya. You have, and even, you really hit down Jennifer. I mean,
she can't act. That's like a fact. I'm not saying I can. I'm just saying she's not particularly great.
Holly, let's go to you in Coffs Harbour. Your unpopular opinion is what?
I don't like Ed Sheeran.
Interesting.
Oh, why don't you like the Sheeran?
And how are you listening to our station?
He's so annoying. And dude, why are you trying to act? He ruined that episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that was weird in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Why are you in Yesterday? Get off.
Yeah. I just watched that on the flight yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, the movie about the guy who takes all the Beatles songs. Hey, and Ed Sheeran.
Holly, I guess he's not part of your A-team.
Good one. She's probably like, I don't know that song. I don't listen to that guy.
A small bump in the road for you. Danielle in Canberra, let's go to your unpopular opinion.
So I don't like The Simpsons.
Oh, hang on.
Wow.
Please.
That's a tough one.
It's
lame.
Whoa.
You know, it's just not funny.
Hey, OG Simpsons not lame. First 10 seasons, not
yeah,
lame.
Yeah, the first 10 seasons, good.
Are you not a fan of cartoons? Like, do you like Pokemon? Do you like
South Park.
Okay.
But I just don't like The Simpsons.
Okay.
Have you ever admitted that?
Yeah, like, people shun me.
Hey, Danielle.
People shun me for my opinion on Friends, too.
Hey, Danielle. Boo Earns to that one.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Dave in Brisbane, what's your unpopular opinion?
Tomato sauce is disgusting.
Oh, wow. Oh, I agree. I hate tomato sauce.
What?
It tastes like sugar.
See, I had a traumatic incident as a child, though, and that's my reason. My uncle dipped a lollipop in tomato sauce, wrapped it up, gave it to me, and I opened it and, you know, was expecting sweet, tasted sour, and I cried so much about it that then the next thing he did was pour tomato sauce over my head.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
What an uncle, Jesus.
Hang on.
He was a funny one.
Do we still see this uncle?
I haven't seen him in years.
Thank God.
Cool. Yeah, we're all off him. Yeah, well, I'm off Friends.
He's a jerk.
There you go. There's your unpopular opinions. Thanks for sharing them. If you've got any more, make sure you send them to us on Instagram. We hit Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus.
Hey, the top five friendliest cities in Australia have been listed. Also, the unfriendliest. Where do you reckon is the most friendliest city in Australia?
Melbourne.
Oh, no.
No, I wouldn't have said Melbourne.
Nimbin.
Oh, Nimbin! Yeah. Think big city.
Oh, big city. I've been to every capital. Look, I'd say Adelaide would be the friendliest place.
It is number four.
Okay. What about Perth?
Perth is number one.
Oi, good guess.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. Really nice.
Yep, so top five friendliest cities in Australia. Perth, Coffs Harbour, Brisbane, Adelaide, Cairns. Unfriendliest. Mm-hmm. Melton, Warrnambool, Newcastle, Alice Sydney. Springs and Bundaberg.
Wait, that's funny. I was in Warrnambool last week and they just got voted the Australia's most livable city.
Yeah, but they're not nice to you.
That's unlivable people.
That's what I mean. So it's beautiful look at, but maybe they're not nice. But they were lovely to me, but maybe.
I know. It's interesting, isn't it? And I wonder what these statistics are based on. Anyway, so I thought we'd call one of the top five friendliest cities in Australia. So let's do, do you want to do Perth?
Perth?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's call one of the unfriendliest as well. Let's do Warrnambool and see how people are on the phone and see if they are truly friendly or unfriendly.
Well, let's call the same style of business. Let's call a cafe. Let's
call the breakfast
cafe
time.
First. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Google. I've got Toast Cafe in Perth. Toast Cafe in Perth. See if you can push the friendship to the next level. See how friendly they are.
Good morning, Toasty speaking, Sarah.
Oh, hey. I'm just coming into the restaurant this morning. I was wondering, I'm coming in alone. Is it okay if you take some Instagram photos for me?
For you?
Yeah, just for my Instagram. It's so embarrassing. Is that all right?
I mean, I suppose if you, like, ask the staff if they have time, that's no problem, yeah.
Yeah, well, it won't take long. It's not amazing. Yeah, I'm an influencer, so I just want to get some photos and I'll tag your business as well.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Thank you.
Pretty friendly.
Friendly.
Hello, what was your name?
Sarah.
Got a weekend breakfast. It's Dylan Allcott, Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin. We're on Hit 92.9 at the moment. And Perth got voted the friendliest city, and we're going to see how friendly you truly were. And seems you had a smile on your face.
You were very friendly. Will you still take the Insta photos?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
She's so nice. Thank you. And Toast, shout out to Toast.
Let's test the other side of the list. One of the most unfriendly cities in Australia, in Warrnambool. This is Fishtails Cafe.
Instagram influence, I think it's so, okay.
Fishtails Cafe, Whitney speaking.
Oh, hey, Whitney. My name's Sarah. I was just wondering if I'm coming in by myself today. I do a lot of social media. I was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind taking some Instagram photos of me with my food. Is that okay?
Yeah, that should be fine.
I got a couple of costume changes as well.
Yeah, no worries at all. We should be able to do that. It might get a little bit busier later.
Do you have a change room, somewhere I can get change into my second cosy for the day, something like that?
Yeah, there's a bathroom. It's not so much. Yeah, there's toilets and that sort of thing.
And I'm gluten-free as well. Is there a chance of
getting... Dylan, Jesus. Hello, what was your name again?
Whitney.
You've got a weekend breakfast or a radio show. We were testing to see if Warrnambool was a friendly city because apparently
so
on this list
friendly.
You weren't, but you're so friendly.
Cool, thanks.
Great job.
And shout out to Fishtail. The fact that you are willing to give an influencer change room and will do multiple photo shoots for an influencer is unbelievable. Thank you so much.
No, that's okay. No worries.
This is incorrect.
Yeah, and crazy believe that horrible accent from Angus.
She believe, and that makes me go, God, do I sound like that?
You did. You actually sounded pretty similar.
I would have preferred, Dylan, to see you actually try. No. Yeah. That's our show done. If you've missed anything, we do have a podcast. Our search for Hit Weekend Breakfast, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Instagram. Check all the photos and videos from behind the scenes. We'll catch you next Saturday on the show.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Across Australia, Weekend Breakfast. Turn the radio on. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.